just have those footsteps right now tonight.
That's good footsteps.
As best footsteps we ever had.
A nice audience here tonight. Thanks for coming down. Hello, Sam. We're coming up here in about 20 seconds. Watch, audience back there, please. Will you watch it on any noises and coughing? Please stifle them. Hold them for 30 minutes if you can. Stand by, everybody. Here we go.
The emptiest kind of a life is just living for yourself. Just go along day by day, helping someone when you can. Helping someone is the way to be happy.
Yes, it's time once again to meet The Biggest Heart, a personality presented each Friday evening at 7:30 as a community service by Fred Ward Incorporated, your Hudson dealer and distributor. And now here is Pete Smythe to tell you about tonight's person of The Big Heart.
Thank you, Bill. It was a letter from Mr. Donald Bromfield that helped us to discover Mrs. Lily Thomas, tonight's Lady of the Big Heart. And Mrs. Thomas not only has a big heart, but the biggest kind of a smile, and a way of looking at life which I suppose we might call a philosophy. Anyway, it's worth all of that stuff they keep buried down at Fort Knox. And we'd call it a pretty good prescription for this world of ours. A mixture of kindness, Christianity, and common sense. But come with me and let's go calling it the little house with the big garden on the little woman with the big heart. Hello, I'm Pete Smythe. Fred Ward asked me to call. I talked to you on the phone, Miss Thomas.
Oh, sure now. Well, come on in, Mr. Smythe. Won't you sit down and be comfortable?
Well, thank you. Seems good to get in today. It's getting cold again.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I guess you know why I'm here.
Well, yes, sir, I do, and then again, I don't. It's hard to understand why you bother yourself about me. I don't do any big or important things for anybody. They're just little things.
Well, those little things, Mrs. Thomas, are just as important as the big ones. And we kind of figure that little kindnesses show that you've got a big heart.
Oh, but you don't do any of those things for the credit, like. You just do them... Well, it's the natural thing to do.
Well, I never quite looked at it that way, but... Say, I've interrupted you. You were reading your mail. Go ahead, we can wait.
Oh, mail's not real important, except I did get a picture of a mighty cute baby. Here, isn't he cute?
Oh, he sure is cute. Your grandson, maybe?
Oh, no. But I knew this baby's daddy when he was in the Army out at Lowry Field. And I laugh whenever I think about the first time he came here. You know, during the war, we always tried to have a soldier come for dinner on Sunday. Well, this was a bitter cold day, I remember. And when the doorbell rang, I said to my husband... Leroy, that must be our soldier. Hurry, let him in.
I'm going. Yes, sir. Come right on in, Corporal. It's cold today.
Cold? You bet. I never been so cold in my life.
Yeah, I'll take your coat, son.
Thank you. Say, is it always so cold in this part of the country? Man, this sure isn't much like Virginia.
Well, this is just sort of an extra cold spell. It'll turn off warm in a day or two. Now, here, you just sit down and be comfortable, huh?
Hello, Corporal.
Hello.
Good to see you. Pleased to see you.
You're sure awful glad to come. You're real nice to ask me to dinner.
Well, when you said you were from Virginia, I just figured maybe you weren't getting your share of cornbread.
No. Army chow's okay, but it's not like home cooking.
Go on and sit down. Make yourself at home.
Yeah, sure.
You keep pacing up and down. Is something wrong?
Well, I guess not.
Then come on and sit down. You looking for something out the window?
Gosh, I guess I might as well own up. I sure have got a lot of nerve, I guess. After all, I was the only one you invited, but...
For goodness sake, boy, what are you worried about?
Well, you see, it was this way. There was There's another fella in my outfit, and, well, he was pretty homesick, and so, he's waiting outside.
And sure enough, there he was, standing out on the sidewalk and just a-shivering. Well, that's the boy, this baby's daddy. He always writes to me, and he has for years.
You must get lots of letters, Mrs. Thomas.
Oh, I do, and some of the best friends I've made, I've never seen. The mothers of these soldiers and I, well, we've really gotten acquainted.
I'll bet those letters are really interesting.
Most interesting letter I ever got, I couldn't read. When I opened it up, I went right to the telephone. Mary, Lily.
Well, I certainly didn't expect to hear from you today.
Remember the box of things we got together and sent to Bombay, India?
Well, of course, but now that's been months ago, Lily.
I know it has, but I just now got a letter from Bombay.
Well, for goodness sake, let me pull up a chair to the phone.
Mary?
Well, just a minute and you can read it to me.
Mary, what I'm trying to tell you is, I can't read it.
You mean it's all, what they say, censored?
Well, there are some few words blacked out. And believe me, Mary, I can read those parts as easy as I can the rest of it.
And did you ever find out what the letter said?
Well, it happened this way, Mr. Smythe. I was coming home from work on the bus one day, and I met Mary.
Hey, Lily, sit down here.
Oh, hello, Mary. Phew, it seems good to sit down. How are you?
Oh, just fine. You're sure carrying a load.
A load I'm mighty glad to have. I was working at Mrs. Graham's today, and she's going through the children's clothes. Those children sure have grown.
Did you get all their outgrown things?
I did. All practically as good as new. And, Mary, I've two places for most everything I got. That big family down the block from me just needs things the worst way. 10 little children down there and not a decent winter coat among them.
That don't sound like we can send another box to Bombay, India very soon. Oh, by the way, Lily, did you ever find anybody who could read that letter?
No, sir. I got it right here in my pocketbook. I carry it most everywhere I go. I just keep thinking I'll run on to somebody who know how to read this Indian language.
I beg your pardon. Sitting right here behind you, I could not help overhearing. You have a letter from Bombay.
That's right, sir. Lily here got it 6 weeks ago, but we can't read it.
If you will permit, my home is in India. I will be most happy.
Excuse me. And that's the way you finally read the letter?
That's right. And it almost made you cry right there on the bus. Those people were so grateful for the little we'd sent. It's the same everywhere. Kindness has a way of bringing out the best in people. I remember when I was working out at the hospital, one morning I was carrying in breakfast trays, and the nurse said to me,
"Don't be in any hurry and take me in tray to 205.
Oh, I just thought I'd get the toast in while it was hot.
Well, that old sister won't thank you for it. She's as cross as a bear.
You mean to tell me if I give her a pleasant good morning, she's going to growl at me?
Growl? She won't even answer you. She's been here over 3 weeks now, and she won't talk to anybody. Just give her a breakfast tray and don't worry.
Well, no. I reckon you won't blame me for trying. Good morning. It's such a nice morning. My, they sure did send you up a mighty good breakfast this morning. Now then, can I help you to sit up? There now, we'll slip the pillows up here. Look at that good oatmeal. Do you like oatmeal? What you pointing at? Now look here, you're no baby. You just talk. Tell me what you want.
My coffee, please.
There, now I knew you could talk. Here's your coffee. Let me help you.
Thank you.
Ready for your toast now?
Oh, it's nice and hot.
You like your toast hot, don't you? Well, don't worry. From now on, Dilly will bring your tray first thing, and the toast will always be hot. Can you manage now?
Yes. Fine, and thank you, Lily.
Lily? Oh,
yes, ma'am.
What kind of medicine or magic did you use in old Mrs. Ryman?
I didn't use no medicine. No magic either.
Well, you've done something. She's a different patient. I was in there just now, and she spoke to me as nice as you please.
She was just lonely. And maybe a little scared, because she was sick. She needed to feel like somebody cared. Everybody needs to feel that somebody cares.
Lily?
Yes, it's me. Be right in soon as I take off my coat.
You're awful late again.
I know. Did you have your supper?
Yes, I found everything I wanted. Lily, you're wore out.
Oh, I guess maybe I am tired tonight. Well, Leroy, I just couldn't walk off home. They're so short-handed, and I couldn't leave there knowing people who needed things done for them.
Yeah, you're just going to keep on and keep on out there till you get yourself down. Lily, if it's the money...
Leroy, you know better than that. I always did say that a job is a mighty poor something when all you're looking for is the paycheck.
But, Mrs. Thomas, are you working at the hospital now?
No. You see, my husband was right. Long as I was there, seeing so much to be done, well, I just did it. And then Leroy got sick. He was in the cavalry in the first war, and a horse fell on his legs. Those legs never have been right. Anyway, he went to the hospital, and he was a problem, too, but in a little different way.
I hope you don't mind my calling you out here, Mrs. Thomas.
No, Doctor. Of course, I was a little scared. My husband, he isn't any worse.
Oh, no, not now. But if we don't figure out some way to keep him in bed, he's going to be.
I know. He's not a very good invalid.
Well, I understand that it's hard to stay in bed, especially when you don't feel ill, but he's got to stay off his feet. That old leg injury can give us a lot of trouble if he doesn't stay in bed.
Mm. You told him all this?
Over and over again. I think he's all set, and I turn around, and he's out of bed again.
Doctor, I think I know how we can do it.
Then let me in on it.
Promise me now you won't ever tell him it was my idea.
Promise? I'll promise anything.
Doctor, take away Leroy's pajama bottom. How you feeling today, Leroy?
You know, Lily, the doctor says I can go home next week.
Oh, that's wonderful news. You're staying in bed now like you're supposed to.
Oh, sure. I'm staying in bed. But I'd give plenty to find out who gave that doctor the idea that the way to keep a man in bed was to take away his pants.
You know, Mrs. Thomas, a little while ago you said something that I can't help thinking about. You said kindness brings out the best in anybody.
Don't you believe that, Mr. Smythe? It's true. It worked in the hospital over and over. It works with grown people, old folks, works with children, too. I teach a Sunday school class, and a year or so ago, we had a teacher's meeting.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's come to order now and get on with the meeting.
Before we get started, Superintendent, I've got something I want to say.
Anything wrong, Mr. Jackson?
Well, you know, the primary department is always a handful. But anymore, it's impossible. We can't expect to have a Sunday school if we let that little Sandra come. She takes place part every Sunday.
I know what Mrs. Jackson means. That kid runs up and down, hollers and screams the whole morning long. And it's not just one Sunday, it's every Sunday.
What a drastic step to ask a family to keep a child home from Sunday school.
But she's a disturbing influence.
I don't like to say this about any child, but sometimes I wonder if Sandra's quite normal.
Oh, she's normal, all right.
Well, how can you say that, Mrs. Thomas? She disturbs your class, too.
Oh, I just hate to think that child couldn't come to Sunday school.
Does seem too bad, but if she's causing trouble...
Would you all let me try something next week?
What do you have in mind, Mrs. Thomas?
Well, for a Sunday or two, could we combine my class with Mrs. Jackson's? I'll stay with Sandra. I want to try something.
I believe I can show her what we're trying to do. Now, Mrs. Jackson, I'll take care of Sandra.
Gladly, Mrs. Thomas, gladly.
Sandra, honey. Sandra, honey, come here a minute.
Leave me alone. I don't want to. I don't like you.
Well, not right now, maybe, but suppose you and me come over here. That's right. Now, we're going to close the door.
I don't want to stay in here. Leave me alone. I don't want to
You know, we're going to have a real good time today, Sandra. We're going to learn a new song. We're going to read a story. It's a Bible story. You'll like it. And then we'll go out for a little walk.
Really? A walk?
Yes. You see, it's important for you and me to appreciate what the Lord does for us. The world is a beautiful place. Didn't you notice all the flowers as you came to Sunday school this morning?
No. Was I bad again?
Oh, bless you, honey. If that was naughty, plenty of grown folks were naughty, too.
I don't feel like crying now.
You just look at all the pretty things around you, and you'll never cry anymore. Now, do you want to go with the other children, or do you want to stay with me this morning?
Please, I want to stay with you.
Now, let's hear our story. Ready?
Mrs. Thomas?
Yes, Sam?
Do you like me?
Why, honey, of course I like you.
That's nice. I didn't think anybody liked me.
Let me tell you a secret, Sandra. A secret just between you and me. You won't tell anybody, will you, promise?
I promise.
If you like somebody else and you're not afraid to put out your hand to them and let them know you like them, they'll like you right back. Try it and see if they won't.
That's a real good secret, Mrs. Thomas. Did Sandra remember it?
Well, we don't have any more trouble at Sunday school. But you know, it took so little to help that child. That's the whole thing. It takes so little.
Yeah, I guess that's right. But all those little bits add up to a lot. Now, I know you go out to work, and I just don't see how you get it all done.
Well, I try to manage my time. I plan my own cooking and cleaning, and I don't work every day. There are people I have to see about. There's Mrs. Harper.
And who's she?
Well, she's been in bed for 2 whole years. She can't get around at all. But cheerful? She is the cheerfulest somebody. If I'm blue, that's where I go.
Who is it?
Lily, Miss Harper, come to see how you're getting on.
Oh, feeling just fine, Lily, thank you. Oh, it's good to see you. But say, where's that smile?
Oh, little blue, I guess. I've been to Fitzsimmons to see the boys.
There's something wrong, sure enough. You are blue. Now, what's happened?
Well, yeah, I'll sit down and I'll tell you. About a year ago, I was out one Sunday afternoon.
Hey, fellas, look, here comes Lily.
Hey, Lily, what kind of cookies today?
How about real old-fashioned molasses cookies?
Here, here, so I'm just going to pass them around. Now, remember, leave some for the next fella. Oh, hello, Doctor.
Hello, Lily. Say, you never miss a Sunday.
Oh, I try to get out, Darcy. Look at those boys go after those cookies. I wish now I'd brought more.
Lily, would you do something for me?
Well, anything I can.
But come on out in the corridor. You can't hear yourself think in here. There, that's better. Lily, ever been in the psychoneurotic ward?
No, Doctor. Those
those boys don't quite know, do they?
Well, lots of different cases, but let's put it this way. For one reason or another, they're not ready to go back into civilian life. They've got some pretty deep scars. And I've got one boy I'm worried about. He just doesn't seem to care. Maybe you could help him.
It don't hardly seem like I could, but if you think I might, I'll try, Doctor.
Thanks, Lily. Come along. Let's go see him. Jim, somebody here to see you.
Yeah?
Her name is Lily Thomas. She's going to visit with you for a while.
Don't feel like talking.
Doctor doesn't mean for you to talk, son. I'll just talk. Oh, maybe you'd rather I just be quiet, too.
Yeah.
Jim?
Yeah?
I come out often. I know your food is good and wholesome. But sometimes the boys get hankering for some certain something. Anything I could cook up and bring to you?
I don't think so. I've got a champagne appetite.
Then there is something you'd specially like to have.
Yeah?
Tell me what it is. Maybe I can't do it, but I'll try.
Yeah? How about squab? I'm crazy for a squab.
A little old squab? You couldn't have asked for anything easier. Just you be looking for it next Sunday. That's how it started, with a squab. Well, Mrs. Harper, Jim didn't know I raised them myself, but I fixed him up a real nice one. And did he enjoy it? Well, after that, I'd go in to see him most every week. Got so he'd talk some.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Thomas. I know you'd like to see Jim, but he's quite ill. No visitors. Come next week.
No, Lily. I'm afraid he's not any better. Try next Sunday.
I kept trying, but I won't have to anymore. I guess Jim won't need any more squaw.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lily. That's too bad. A nice boy like that.
And he was a nice boy. Well, that's what I meant when I said I was blue. Thanks for listening, Miss Harper.
After all you do for me, Lily, thanks are hardly necessary. I wonder sometimes how you always know when I need you.
I just come when I can. What can I do today?
Oh, I hate to bother you, but it's the washing again.
Oh, that little dab of wash. I'll hook up the machine and have it done in no time.
Lily, have you ever heard of mental telepathy?
Oh, sure, Mrs. Hopper. That's telephoning with just your brains.
You know, it works. If I need something, and need it bad, all I have to do is leave the door open, and here comes Lily.
And that is just a part of the story of Lily Thomas, the little lady with a big heart. A heart as big as all outdoors, a heart full of ancient wisdom and understanding, a heart that is younger than springtime. It's not easy to be a big hero, to do something thrilling and spectacular. But we think it takes a person with a mighty big heart to do the little things. The little things that add up to a lot. To be the sort of a person who believes that helping some way is a way to be happy. In just a moment, we're going to meet Lily Thomas in person. Right now, a pleasant word from Bill Jones.
Thank you, Pete. You know, I got quite a thrill the other day. I stopped to see a friend of mine at Fred Ward's, and he asked me to go for a ride in one of those new Hudsons they have down there. We stepped down into one of the Hudson Hornets, relaxed in the comfortable seats, and let the new H-145 engine do the work. The H-145, I understand, is a powerful engine that goes easy on the gas but gives you a quiet and smoother ride. It really puts you out ahead in any company, too, with faster getaway in traffic and better driving on the open highway. Yes, riding in the new Hudson Hornet was really a thrill. So much of a one, in fact, I'm going to get one of those Hudsons for myself real soon. Prices start just above the lowest at Fred Ward's, 1300 Lincoln in Denver. Why don't you drop down for a ride in a new 1951 Hudson? You'll be glad you did.
Well, tonight we have brought you the story of how one person has found happiness serving others. The story of Lily Thomas, a little lady with a big heart. And now it's with a great deal of pleasure that I present her to you, Mrs. Lily Thomas. Will you step up to the microphone here? And you can feel real easy because we've got a long way to go here yet and a lot of copy to get through and a lot of things to talk about. You certainly seem to be about as happy a person as I've ever met. Now, what's your secret?
Well, I try to live each day doing the best that I can and try to do by other people as I would have them to do by me.
I don't know what more you can ask. And I think that the best way to start this, we have a few things for you. We can't do as much as we'd like, but the best way to start it out is by presenting to you this scroll, which reads, The Biggest Heart, presented November 17th, 1950, radio station KLZ. On the Biggest Heart program, great people carry big hearts. And now we had quite a job trying to figure out what you wanted, Mrs. Thomas. In other words, you've thought about other people for so long that your own wishes have been going by the wayside. But we're going to turn the tables a little bit tonight, and we have a few things for you. For instance, the Park Floral Company at 1643 Broadway, they want you to have an orchid corsage. You're going out tonight after a little bit. And they also want you to have a dozen beautiful red roses. The Park Floral, just across the street here on Broadway, 1643. And I'd like to tell the people out there that they can get flowers for that football game and also for the Thanksgiving table there. And Sam Zoll, who runs the Zoll Jewelry Company at 619 16th Street, wants you to have some Delta pearls. They're really beautiful. I have them in a little package over here, and we're going to open them up. Or you can save them for Christmas, either one. But those are from Sam Zoll and Delta. And now the Rossonian, right after the program tonight, the Rossonian Lounge at 2650 Welton, they want you to come down there and have dinner with them. They have the best shrimp and the best chicken in town, I'm telling you. So Sylvester Williams has a brand new 1951 Hudson waiting just outside the studio, and you're going to go down and be the guest of John Kai and Quentin Harrington. And you'll listen to the Charioteers down there. Great outfit, they really are. How you like that?
I think it's just fine.
Well, good. We've got some other things. I've got to hurry along here. Dick Montague of United Studios wants you to have some Christmas photos. He's at 1521 Curtis, so you can have your picture taken there. Clyde Jackson, who's here in the studio from Jackson Photo Service, is taking pictures of us as we were standing here, and he's going to have those so you can have them as a keepsake. You've been on the radio now, you know, so you're famous. Or are you? And Frumus Jewelry Company, they have a Dormeyer automatic toaster. They want you to have that. That's from the Diamond Store, Frumus Jewelry, 16th and Welton Street. And the other thing, I tried all over town trying to get you a smoking cabinet for your husband. That's what you told me you wanted, and I finally found one at Davis and Shaw. It has pipe racks. It has, it has everything but spotlights on it, I think. And I think you'll like that. And now may I offer my personal congratulations. We really think you're a wonderful person. May there be more just like you.
If you would like to suggest some big-hearted person for this show, The Biggest Heart, just write a letter to Fred Ward, KLZ, Denver. Letters will be judged on what the person with a big heart has done, so be as complete as possible. On behalf of Fred Ward, I want to thank the following: Park Floral, Zoll Jewelry, the Rossonian, United Studios, Jackson Photo Service, and the Frumus Jewelry Company. In our cast tonight, Betty Trunk, Barbara Peters, Jim Herrick, Dick Wolhoff, and Gene Sontag. Songs by Brownie Troop 44. Music by Art Gow, direction Charles Roberts, script by Betty Trunk. This is Bill Jones inviting you to listen next Friday night at 7:30 when Fred Ward Incorporated, your Hudson dealer and distributor, will present another in this series of community service programs saluting the biggest heart.